The camps in Maiduguri Borno State for internally displaced persons or IDPs are recording a high influx of people seeking refuge after the flood which started on September 10 devastated the city. More people are being rescued and evacuated to the camps as the flood waters gradually recede. The Borno State Governor, Professor Babagana Zulum, noted that the flood has disrupted the social and economic activities of the state.
We have never witnessed such kind of floods in the history of Borno State, because I can say almost about 40% of the total landmass of Maiduguri Metropolitan Council and general local government areas of the states were affected by the floods. Thousands of people were trapped, and then within the last 4 days, both the civil population and the military and paramilitary are working out in order to rescue them.
The National Emergency Management Agency in Nigeria had assured residents of Maiduguri of intensified search and rescue operations. One resident, Uche Okoye, recounts his experience after the flood.
It was around 2 a.m. that we got the information, according to the sources of the people that told us that a flood has started coming to take over our area.
Meanwhile, President Bola Tinubu offered his consolations to the people and government of Borno and Zamfara states over recent floods and the death of over 40 farmers in a boat accident over the weekend. In a statement issued by his special advisor, President Tinubu promised to support the victims of the two tragedies. Maiduguri is facing its most severe flooding since 1994, with residents in Borno State on high alert as rising waters have submerged numerous homes. The flooding is reportedly due to the overflow of the Alao Dam, which has been filled to capacity for the past week. This is VOA News in Abuja, Nigeria.